Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Only CBS. It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game one tonight. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves have finalized their roster, which includes NHL draft choices, Team USA members, and Stanley Cup champions. Be there October 14th for the home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Well, tonight is the night. The Cubs open the NLDS in Washington. Kyle Hendricks will face Steven Strasburg. Chris Bryant told Bernstein and Goff today that the hitters will be working on Strasburg's pitch count.
With any pitcher, it's just all about, you know, working the counts, get the pitch count up. Obviously, you know, you don't. With a starter like that, you want to get around the game as quick as possible.
Elsewhere, Boston and Houston in Game 2 of the ALDS Series. Astros leading 4-1 in the top of the fifth. New York and Cleveland get underway at 4 o'clock. Cubs and Nationals have the nightcap tonight. Pregame at 5:30 here on The Score. Quarterback Sam Bradford could play against the Bears on Monday night. He was limited in practice yesterday with Minnesota, but said he hopes to play. Lauri Markkanen still bothered by a back injury. He won't play tonight when the Bulls take on Milwaukee in a preseason matchup. And the U.S. men's national soccer team has a World Cup qualifier tonight against Panama. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. And football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the games, serving game day food and drink specials. Sign up for your chance to win a jersey during all Chicago Pro games. Visit RealTimeSportsBar.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Seems like a simple formula, but hard to execute. We'll make sure Daniel Murphy and Bryce Harper don't beat your brains in. Try to get to their starters early. See a lot of pitches. But this Nationals team is going to be a tough challenge for this Cubs squad this year.
It doesn't relent. There are some lineups, yeah, and especially throughout the regular season, you know, if you get past this guy and this guy, then you can just throw strikes and trust your defense. But you start doing that against some of these bangers, and there's a lot of stuff that's bouncing around in the outfield or going into the seats.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jason Hamill joins us.
There's a lot of right-handed bats in that lineup, so if I could command the fastball down and away, make sure they're aware of the pitch-in, so pitch in effectively, but not necessarily stay in there, and then work off the fastball with the slider or the curveball. That was basically the way I kind of approached it, and obviously you have to adjust on the fly. Sometimes it's just not there, and you just kind of got to go to battle with what you got. Play to your strengths. Never try to pitch out of your game just because that's not necessarily your comfort zone. If a slider is my go-to pitch, why would I be throwing a curveball ahead of the slider early? Sometimes stuff dictates whatever you bring to the game that day. You got to go with it. But you never, ever change your game plan at the beginning, because that's basically you're kind of giving up the advantage right away.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's what you got. We're live out here at Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb, courtesy of Bud Light. Yeah, give yourselves a hand. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We're also on watch, 670thescore.com. Are we live on Facebook as well? I got a chump in the chat. Brian Gertsch, the governor of the chat, is out here too. Give Brian Gertsch a hand, ladies and gentlemen. That handsome young man over there. Like, don't do that to Brian.
And the Brian Gertsch dancers. So Joe Sheehan's analysis and breakdown of the series was posted to his subscription newsletter. And he talks about the Nats starters and says they're a critical part of the game within the game. And I got into this a little bit with Chris Bryant, but this is what I was hinting at and why I was asking Bryant about it. One of the themes in recent postseasons has been an emphasis on what's known as the third time around the order penalty. As a group, pitchers suffer a significant decline in effectiveness each time they go through a lineup, a combination of pitcher fatigue and batter familiarity. In the National League in 2017, starters facing hitters the first time in a game allowed a 725 OPS. Second time through, it jumps to 777. Third time through to 814. So with most teams having very deep bullpens filled with power arms and the postseason calendar allowing them to be used liberally, there's a push to pull starting pitchers below the level of superstar earlier rather than suffer the penalty. This is what, you know, again, you were talking about what we're seeing happen with starters. Now, only the Giants starters faced more batters the third time through than the Nats rotation did. But you can defend Dusty Baker's choices, because National starters were third best in the league when facing batters a third time, and they lost less of their effectiveness than anyone but, as it turns out, the Cubs. Scherzer and Strasburg were two of the best five pitchers in baseball when facing batters a third time. Gio Gonzalez was 13th best. On the other side of the ball, though, this is where it gets interesting. This is how you talk about the game within the game in this series. Other side of the ball, the Cubs, who saw the third most pitches of any NL team and second on the circuit in walks, their plate discipline paid dividends in the middle innings. They were the best team in the NL when facing pitchers the third time. They batted 295, on base 375, and slugged 537. Given the third bite at the apple. Okay. That's across the board this year.
Okay.
So Sheehan says this series could be decided in the fifth and sixth innings as Baker rides his starters, as he's done all season, and does so against the team that's done better than anyone else at beating that strategy.
There it is.
Pretty interesting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he goes through some of the platoon advantages and the choices that Joe Maddon is going to have to make. Because when we looked at the lineup today, and we're debating, when do you use Tommy La Stella?
Right.
When do you use John Jay? So there's
or
a question. There's a question about how he's going to do that. He said that the Cubs' problems in the clutch this year may be more about big platoon splits than getting exploited, than any questions of moral fiber. So will Dusty Baker chase these matchups, getting away from inning-by-inning approach? And will Maddon, who has the best bench in the postseason, pinch hit for main players in high-leverage spots to gain the platoon advantage?
So the chess match will be, is Dusty going to go to his bullpen earlier than Dusty would like to? And is Maddon going to go to his bench earlier than the numbers say he should?
Correct. Even though they could just go strength to strength,
right, and see who wins.
And let's punch it out and square off my guys third time through against your starters third time through. But it's one thing to really focus on and keep an eye that once that order flips for the third time, then the managers are on the clock.
And that's what I'm worried about is not the managers, but the starting pitching of the Washington Nationals seems stronger than the starting pitching of the Cubs. And Gio Gonzalez, even though his numbers are pretty damn good, he's the guy that I feel you could touch up a little bit, you know, if you get something going there. Strasburg and whatever Scherzer's going to be, it sounds like everybody's confident that Scherzer's going to be as close to Scherzer as we've seen. Now, anything can happen. You can extend a little bit too much. You know, it's his plant foot, isn't it? It's his
drive foot.
It's his drive foot. Okay.
Right, yeah,
all right. So
I think.
You can extend a little bit too much or strain that thing, and next thing you know the entire game three is up for grabs. But I worry about more guys who start for the Cubs than I do for the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, did you look at the OPSs of the Washington Nationals starting lineup?
Oh, it's ridiculous. 1 through 6, I don't know if you've got a better lineup in baseball.
Did you look at those? I mean, you'll throw up. If you're a Cubs fan, don't look at those.
No, take a look at them, because you're going to see 4 or 5 games full of them. I mean, the Cubs fans know how good this Nationals team is, and just hoping that they Nationals themselves is cool. You know, that's a cool story, but then when you get into the game and you see, oh, damn, you just got through Harper, now you got to get Rendon, and I mean, it does not stop. Trey Turner's a terrific player. I mean, they've got talent across the board. There's a reason why they were one of the best 2 or 3 teams in the National League this year, even with injuries.
These are the OPSs of their regular starting lineup. Trey Turner, 789, and that's great for a little fast guy.
Yeah.
Because it punishes guys who don't slug.
Right.
Bryce Harper, 1.008. Anthony Rendon, 937. Daniel Murphy, 928. Ryan Zimmerman, 930. Jason Worth, 715. Matt Wieters, 632. Center fielder Michael Taylor, 806.
I mean, think about what Ryan Zimmerman is. That's anybody else's 2 or 3 hitter. And that's a guy who's coming up after Harper and Rendon. By the way, he credits his newfound success. Not newfound, but his rejuvenation in yoga. He got on the yoga circuit last year or so, and he says
not yogurt?
Not yogurt.
Okay.
No, not yogurt. But he says it's changed his life, and it centered him, and it's a better workout than he's ever experienced before.
I mean, I keep wanting to try it, and then I never do.
Dude, Jillian Michaels kicked my ass one time on my Xbox in my house. I turned it off and never turned it back on again. I didn't tell anybody about it. My lady came home that day. She's, you did Jillian Michaels. I'm like, no, Jillian Michaels did me. I will never.
Not interesting.
I get to, like, when you hear yoga, you think you're going to be in a bunch of, you know, poses that you'll fall asleep in. No. This is a full workout. Things were hurting on me that I didn't know existed. It's like when you go bowling and you're like, man, what the hell is that behind my arm that I've never used before? That's how I felt in my crotch.
When's the last time you went and skated hard? You talk about...
I can't skate.
Why not?
They kicked you. Not that I'm not allowed on skates. It's just...
They kicked you out. Is it Robert Crown?
No.
Shani Davis did...
Yo, dude, I used to follow... Shana was a really good skater. She used to go to Robert Crown, and then we go as a family or whatever. I bust my ass 2 or 3 times, and I just say, to hell with this. I haven't been on ice skates in... I'm 36. I probably haven't been on ice skates in 20 years. And roller skates, no go. I am good. You get out there on the roller skate and people are dancing, doing splits. You got guys with their own skates, girls with their own skates. I am okay. Oh, we used to go to Rainbow right there on Clark. Is it on Clark? The old Rainbow?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go to Rainbow. We used to go there and try to holler at girls who were older than us. It had nothing to do with the skating. But, yeah, I am not a skater. So those are muscles that I've never, ever tried to use.
You should come by McFetridge once you're
probably
for open skate this year.
Too damn old to be embarrassing myself with 12-year-olds.
You're not allowed to use one of those little red...
I'm good. There's certain things that have just passed me by. I think skating is one of them.
And that is one where 2 days later, when you get some of those little stabilizer muscles that have been firing, it's like, ooh.
Nah.
I forgot I had those.
Nah, if I ever run into Jillian Michaels, it's going to be a problem.
She was just on the big screen right there.
I almost broke it. I'm telling you, bro.
He's going to put a pint glass
like they tell you. They tell you it's a 15-minute workout. I'm like, oh, I got 15 minutes. Let's go. You know, I made it halfway through, you know, the what's the Sean T exercise?
Tybo?
No, that's Billy Blanks. You're switching your oiled up brothers.
And members of oiled up brothers.
What's the Sean T had the exercise? Insanity. Yeah, there's a baseline test that you have to do before you go on to the workouts. Dude, I got halfway through the baseline. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, if this is the baseline.
What's the one that they advertise at BBM, the Bonnie Green workout? I think that's the one.
Oh, is that like a fit to jack?
No, she said it's
sit-ups.
Like, it's like 20 minutes three times a week.
No, I'm good. Like, no. Jillian Michaels kicked my ass in my house. Like, I didn't have to travel. She kicked my ass in my living room. I'm never going to try that again. So, yes, I have a lot of respect for people who do the yoga and the hot yoga especially. If you can do anything at 105 degrees and work out like that, yeah, you're better than me. You're a lot better than me.
Dan's in Homer Glen. He's on the score. What's happening, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hey, I want to – hello?
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I lost you for there for a second. I want to talk Theo Epstein. Theo Epstein, in my belief that he's going to be a Hall of Famer someday.
Yes. Right now, he is.
Absolutely. But he's reached the pinnacle of his profession, and guys like that, they don't seem to want to stick around in one place for too long. Do you see him possibly going to another organization, let's say going back to his roots in San Diego?
No. Nope.
Or do you see him possibly taking over maybe the commissioner's job for Major League Baseball and hopefully taking over ratings from the NFL?
I see him running for mayor of Chicago.
I see him. The honest answer, I see him leaving baseball and sports entirely.
You've broken two curses.
Right.
You're a man in two huge cities.
And
you're a god in baseball.
My guess would be, I don't know, sometimes people gravitate grudgingly to politics. It might be full-on philanthropy.
Yeah.
Because I know how much that he and his twin brother and the charity that they have and what that means and the work that he puts into that. So
his money behind people who we think will initiate change.
Yep. It would not surprise me if he started some kind of massive worldwide charitable foundation as a way to influence positive change in the world without he himself having to actually get in the grinding gears of politics.
Now, the question is Jed Hoyer. Like, Jed Hoyer is the guy that, at what point do you decide, hey, this is cool, I want to run a thing, though. I want to be the final answer to everything. I don't know if Jed has that kind of ego. I mean, he's a competitor as much as Theo is. And Jed is a guy who's run his organization before. So it's not like he doesn't have that kind of experience. I'd be interested to see the timeline of Jed Hoyer more so than Theo Epstein. Theo has put whatever he's put in play, and I feel like you can Barry Switzer this thing before you run it into a median. You know what I mean? Like you can
get a couple of years.
Right. Like if Theo said next year I'm donezo, you can kind of navigate this with Chris and Anthony until it's time to pay them for real. You've got a few years under your belt with those two guys.
Coco the Chip.
Or Coco Beware. No, yeah, I mean, Barry Switzer.
We will do that.
Barry Switzer.
What about the international draft? Okay, got it. We're good. Do we still have Chris Bryant? Okay,
it's simple. Yeah, go throw money at pitching and hope that nobody breaks anything, every single year.
And we would still pay Coco the Chip to, he'd come, he'd make all the appearances. He'd have his own charity.
It's like, and poo at people.
Right? He's like, again, the charity is more bananas for you?
He puts a cigarette out. All right. Who do I have to kiss? Whose hand do I have to shake? He puts his pinky ring on. He gets all gussied up for his events.
Makes a big deal about riding his bike to the park. Wow. Look at that.
You're an idiot. 312-644-6767.
Grab a slice of D'Agostino's at like the little takeout window off and stuff. Yes, I know. Pepperoni and bacon.
This is what happens when you work with a 9-year-old, ladies and gentlemen. 670-11 if you want to text us as well. We've got open phone lines for you as we get ready. We're 2 hours and 13 minutes away from the pregame here on this station. And then we're about 3 hours and 15 minutes away from first pitch.
Dr. Time.
Yeah, look at that. Zero drinks in my system yet. So that's why I can do the math the way
I do. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
So what is you doing?
Yeah, what is you doing, Teddy? I mean, let's be careful out here. It's a long way back home.
Are you a little congested?
Yes, a lot congested. I believe my child sneezed directly in my mouth.
Oh, baby germs.
So yeah, I am fighting the atomic bomb that is known as Jace Carter golf right now.
Baby germs are like 10 times regular germs.
Yeah, he should have just took poop and smeared it all over my pillow.
Oh, that's enough. Yeah. This segment brought to you by Amazon. Join Amazon at their newest facility in Crest Hill. Now hiring part-time associates with flexible shifts. Apply at Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Apparently there was an injury at Bears practice, or somebody added to the injury report, so we got all the specifics at the bottom of the hour. Zach Zaidman is going to join us briefly to let us know what's up.
Well, as long as it's not Mitch, everybody else can get hurt.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, again, all quarterbacks play. There's no way we get to the end of this
Mitchell
season
Trubisky
without Mark Sanchez playing.
Will start the next 11 games for the beloved, my friend.
Okay.
It's impenetrable. His bones are made of adamantium.
And he's got giant claws and vast tracts of land.
You will not besmirch Mitchapalooza, not on my watch, mister. There are like three things I have to look forward in life right now. It's this show, my son, and Mitchell Trubisky. All right?
Ooh, nice life you got there.
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show right here on 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win the Central Division.
It's Cubs and Nationals in the NLDS. Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, 9 a.m. to 1. We're covering all the stories, all the drama, and analyzing every game of the postseason. Plus, listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every playoff game here.
Game 1 tonight. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDM Offer.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Kidde. Worry-free smoke and CO alarms. From now on, when Indians manager Terry Francona decides to do something, everybody had best just go along with it. If he wants to start noted drone enthusiast Trevor Bauer in Game 1 of the ALDS instead of his Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber, you nod your head and you say yes, and you keep your mouth shut. Look, I'm not going to say that Terry Francona is perfect, but I'm not going to say he's not. Case in point, Game 1 of the ALDS. Everybody was all over Tito for not giving the ball to Kluber. What happens? Bauer absolutely shuts down the Yankees, pitching into the seventh inning. Brett Gardner, Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Didi Gregorius, all over. Cleveland's Twitter account announced it best, quote, "We're up 1-0 and it's Kluber day." Yeah, that and never ever doubt Terry Francona again. I'm Jim Rome.
Columbus Day weekend, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. And this is the reason to buy now. Lease a 2017 Tucson for just $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
Hey, Jason Goff.
Right now through Monday, you should not miss Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale with Columbus Day savings. Top name brands are on sale. Plus, as part of this, you get an additional 10% off.
And there's something for everybody, Dan, with over 15 queen mattresses under $699.99. And Friday through Monday, get a Serta memory foam queen mattress, now just $474.99. Or you can get a Beautyrest Firm queen mattress, now just $454.99. And you get that additional 10% off.
Everybody loves memory foam mattresses, and right now two out of three people are choosing the Dream Bed Luxe over competitors because it costs $1,000 less and has cooling technology.
That's
plus
a good reason.
You're going to take additional 10% off, and right now it's only $37 a month for 72 months. That's because the no interest financing for 6 years is still going on, but you got to go there. You're going to be driving around all over the place. You will have an opportunity to go to one of the mattress firms near you this weekend. So just take a few minutes to do it, and next thing you know, your life is going to be better because of the semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
We, the internet-loving people, want super-fast internet where we can download 25 songs in 1 second. To show you how super-fast that is, here's 25 songs in 1 second. Pretty sweet, right? DJ, give them another 25. Now, hit them with something they can dance to. You feeling that? Oh, yeah. Super fast internet. AT&T Fiber.
Limited availability. Speeds vary, not guaranteed. Speed and time examples or estimates. Visit att.com/getfiber for details.
It's fall at JCPenney. Time to refresh your closet. This Thursday through Monday, get Levi's lowest prices of the season on 514 straight fit jeans for guys, $36.99. And select Arizona booties for her for $35.99. Plus, save an additional 50% off clearance prices already reduced by 60 to 80%. And get an extra $10 off with your coupon. Hurry in now. JCPenney. From valid 10-5 to 10-9, Levi's and other brands excluded from coupon. Clearance selection vary by store while supplies last. Savings off regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. See store or jcp.com for details. Season refers to 9/27 to 10/18.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We're a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Light up your bedroom with lavender. Penalyn Max Aroma's Lavender Multi-Purpose Cleaner leaves a long-lasting, lively lavender scent that makes your room radiate. Clean bright with Penalyn. Available at Walmart.
I've got one.
I've got one.
Yeah, I've got one.
My one reason for donating plasma? To make sure that patients like my son have long, healthy lives.
My reason? To help my family.
It's something I can do to show I care about my community.
There are millions of reasons to donate plasma. You only need one. Earn up to $390 a month when you donate at Biomat USA, located on the southwest corner of 73rd and Broadway in Merrillville.
Wingstop.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Mr. Tyson said it best about having a plan till you get punched in the face. I think everybody thinks you got it figured out until that moment arrives, and it arrives in all of our lives. So I definitely wanted our guys to be aware of that again, because it's going to happen.
Getting ready for something bad to happen. It's a certainty in the playoffs, and Joe Maddon isn't afraid to talk about it. We know that this has just happened, the announcement of scenarios for start times for games 3 and 4 for Cubs Nationals. So listen carefully. Game 3 at Wrigley Field on Monday will start at 3:08 p.m. if at least one of the two American League Divisional Series are still alive. If both ALDS are sweeps, the Cubs Nationals start time will move to 4:38 p.m.
Then you're treading on Mitchell time.
Yeah, then you're getting close to Mitchell time, and obviously these plans are going to change where we're going to be too, because we've got all these possible scenarios
fluid
hanging in the balance. So the non-primetime spot will keep the Cubs away from the same time slot as the Bears-Vikings game. But it won't, though, because if you know how long Cubs games are, you start at 4:38 or really about 4:40 or so, you got to plan for a minimum of 3 hours and 40 minutes for a 9-inning Cubs playoff game.
At least.
At minimum.
Yeah.
Now, game 4 at Wrigley Field on Tuesday will start at 4:38 p.m. unless the Dodgers-Diamondback series ends in a sweep. If that series is over, the Cubs and Nationals would move to the primetime slot of the 7:08 p.m. first pitch.
Trying to get that Chicago primetime number.
Correct. Understand
that. Yeah. MLB's got to do what they got to do. I hope the game stays at 3:08. So we have that nice, the Cubs thing happening, and then you get Mitchell, you know, uninhibited, just slinging the pill all over the place. I want to go 5 wide receivers first play. Watching Mitch do his damn thing.
They check it down to Kendall Wright for a gain of 3.
I didn't come here to see handoffs. I came here to see flea flickers.
I didn't come here for a freaking handoff.
Came here to see flea flickers and bombs. Jeez, and play action passes.
Yep.
I want old Raiders football. I know it's never going to happen. And I know, you know, especially this year where you got guys who are trying not to get fired. But I want to be excited.
Why not? If you're going to get fired anyway, why don't you go out with like 5 flea flickers in a row?
What?
Like a flea flicker from the 2.
Might as well. I mean, Dialogue is going to be coaching in college football somewhere anyway next year, right?
After an update, Zach Zaidman is going to tell us what happened at Bears practice today. There is some news.
Scoreboard update.
Yeah, I don't want any Cubs baseball infringing on Mr. Biscuit time.
Not at all.
3:30 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves have finalized their roster, which includes NHL draft choices, Team USA members, and Stanley Cup champions. Be there October 14th for the home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs and Nationals in Washington for game 1 of the NLDS tonight. Kyle Hendricks taking on Steven Strasburg. John Lackey made the postseason roster. He'll pitch out of the bullpen. Pregame with Mark Grody starts at 5:30 tonight here on 670 The Score. Bears today signed free agent linebacker Howard Jones to their practice squad and waived defensive lineman Mike Purcell. Quarterback Sam Bradford practiced with the Vikings yesterday. He hopes to be able to play on Monday. More coming up on the Bears with Zach Zaidman in just a minute. The Bulls take on Milwaukee in preseason action tonight. Lauri Markkanen will not play again, and this one's still dealing with that back injury. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for your business at low prices, like paper, ink, and toner, even office furniture and technology. Right now, buy 2 reams of Staples brand paper and get 1 free. Select SKUs in-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 10-7. Staples, it's pro time. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. Today, the Dow ended the day down less than 2. The NASDAQ was up nearly 5. The S&P was down almost 3. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He joins us now in the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Some Bears not as okay as they were, huh, Zach?
Yeah, yesterday, remember John Fox said that the Bears are fairly healthy. I would say that's not the case today. And I just want to point out before I start getting to the injuries, coming up in this report, you'll hear Vic Fangio break down Cubs baseball Akeem Hicks will talk about the essence of what it's like to be a Cubs fan. And John Fox, the Bears head coach, has a new look. So all that's coming up in the Bear Report. But first, the most important news. Outside linebacker Willie Young. Remember yesterday he was listed as limited on the injury report in practice with what the Bears are calling a triceps injury. Today, he did not practice with that triceps injury. So what that tells you is that at some point during the practice yesterday, he injured his triceps. Here's John Fox and Vic Fangio on the status of Willie Young.
I think just kind of, well, just, you know, it's kind of one day at a time, and we'll see how it does. Just ideally, you'd like to give him the best chance to get to Monday night.
Well, we're not sure where he's at right now with his injury. We still have guys, you know, we got Purnell and Sam and Leonard, obviously. There's other guys that we can use outside in the nickel if need be. So we'll be okay there, I think.
So here's the deal. You heard Julie in her update talk about how the Bears added another linebacker to the practice squad today. Usually it's rare to make those moves really this late in the week. Howard Jones is the guy's name. They also have Isaiah Irving on their practice squad. He's a guy who was impressive and really opened some eyes over the course of training camp and in the preseason games. But not having Willie Young would have an impact, obviously, on what the Bears like to do defensively. Leonard Floyd is feeling healthier, so they feel that he's coming on. And Purnell McPhee is starting to play a lot more snaps. But Young is a vital cog in their defensive machine, so not having him out there would be an issue.
Going to need a big game out of Leonard Floyd here. It feels like a couple of games where, you know, maybe he was taken out of it by quick throws or being dropping back in coverage. But I want to see the ninth pick overall look like a ninth pick overall in the NFL draft.
You know, we asked Fangio about this, Jason, and he mentioned, and if you go back on the injury report, you'll see that early on in the season, the first couple of games, Floyd was bothered by a bad back. And I can tell you from being on the sideline, he was constantly getting treatment on that back, and he thinks that kind of impacted him. But he said from a numbers standpoint, you know, Floyd might not be doing what you'd like him to do. But he says that he's played fine, had some ups and downs, and feeling healthier. So, I'm with you. You'd like to see the numbers go up in terms of the sacks for Leonard Floyd and to really have an impact on the passing game. And I think part of the problem that occurred last time out against Green Bay is that the defense was put in poor positions because of the turnovers. Fangio said no one played well. He's probably right. But I think having a little bit more balance and playing some complementary football would definitely help them out.
Okay, now Vic Fangio, you said, was talking about the Bears?
He was talking about the Cubs.
The Cubs, that's what I meant.
You know how he's a huge baseball fan, and I guess he got the inside scoop. Listen to this.
I saw Joe Maddon last weekend, talked to him, got the game plan from him. And who's the leadoff hitter? He's feeling good. I like where the Cubs are at. I like their team. They got a bunch of good baseball players, but the Washington's got good pitching. So if the Washington's pitching doesn't dominate, I like where the Cubs are headed.
Sign them up. Yeah. Wow. Weekends with Vic. Yeah.
Hold on.
All right, guys, thank you.
So basically he said that he's got the Cubs, would not go into a game prediction, doesn't know how many games it'll take, but believes that the Cubs will win. And, you know, wasn't it a few years ago he said it was in the bag?
Yeah, and he's incapable of lying. He also
he also
may be able to predict the future. He's some kind of
oracle.
Mm-hmm. Where he's channeling current and future truth.
He could bend spoons and then make you think the spoon wasn't there.
And members of Spoon.
Now, if you close your eyes and you just listen to Bears defensive lineman Akeem Hicks, doesn't he remind you of at least one or two Cub fans that you know in your life? Take a listen.
I'm a Cubs fan. I sat in Wrigley Field, and I had a hot dog and a beer, and I had a great time. I didn't know what was going on, but I had a great time, so I'm cheering for the Cubs.
There you go.
He's Black Shepkowski.
He's a superhero.
You old fool.
Sorry, Zach. You got more tape for us?
Yes. So we'll have some fun here because it's a Friday. This is John Fox, by the way, as candid as I think he's ever been at the podium here at Halas Hall. And there's a new look to him. He's been letting the facial hair grow a little bit. So and I don't know if it'll still be there Monday when the Bears play the Vikings, but he could look like a completely different man when you see him. Take a listen.
I try not to be me in this setting. Yeah.
You growing a beard?
kind of lost my razor. Truth be told, my wife wasn't in town all week, so I didn't have anybody getting on me about it.
So that's John Fox.
You know what he says? I try not to be me in this city. Is that what he said?
In this setting.
In this setting.
Oh.
Okay.
What was like pants off, covered in alcohol? Like what is it? What does that mean?
That kind of would be him.
What does that mean?
So he's trying not to do that.
What is he hiding from? Is John Fox a swinger? Like what is he hiding from you guys?
Don't ask questions you don't want to hear the answer to.
I love you, Zach.
Now Fangio was asked about the Trevathan hit. And I think something that it was interesting in listening to him, he said that obviously you don't ever want to see a player lead with his helmet. But he did go on to talk about you don't want a precedent to be set with a suspension for a football play that can't be avoided. And I think it's interesting there to listen to, because he was asked, you know, the officials could have blown the whistle and ended the play, but he didn't seem like he was a fan of having that happen either. I don't think he agreed with the fact that Trevathan was suspended. A fine, I think he would understand, but a suspension, that's where it gets dicey in terms of setting a precedent for something like that, which clearly he feels could not have been avoided.
Zach, any nuggets or tidbits, or are we through?
John Timu is the guy, according to Fangio, who's going to be the play caller. It had been Jarrell Freeman to start the year. He went on IR. Danny Trevathan had been doing it, but Timu will have the device in his helmet to get the audio from the sideline from the coaches.
Hopefully the audio is faster than John.
I was just
going
to say, what he's going to be hearing in his helmet is, run! Turn and run!
Thank you, Zach.
He's got really good instincts, though, and I think that helps.
Very bad speed.
Yeah, the instincts are great. As they said in Hard Knocks this year about Riley Bulla, movement skills.
Yeah.
That's a
tough problem with those hips.
Yeah, and he's great going downhill. Thanks, Zach. Yeah,
see you guys.
Timu's great, you know, fitting and finding and exploding up into the gap. Yes. But when he's got a flip and
I'll take him on, you know, third and two or third and one when it's fill a gap. Let's see who's stronger at the point of attack time. I don't like him any other time.
This segment has been brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. Brian Billick is going to preview the NFL weekend. Yes, there is still actually a big NFL weekend with some marquee games that are coming up. And he'll also talk Bears. Mitch Trubisky, he's been on it. Billick has told us, start the kid. You didn't draft him to let him sit, and now it's finally happening. So I'm sure he's happy for the Bears, forced into doing the right thing because the guy they paid all the money sucked. And we're getting you ready. The Cubs are back in the playoffs, and they play tonight. This is your station for that. The Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This Monday will be no ordinary Monday. It'll be epic. The Cubs take on the Nationals at Wrigley Field in Game 3 of the NLDS.
He's got a Cubs win!
Rookie Mitch Trubisky will face his first test as Bears starting QB under the Monday night lights of Soldier Field versus the Vikings.
Touchdown from Mitchell Trubisky!
All day Monday, we'll get you ready for these two mega Chicago sports events. And tune in Tuesday for in-depth recap and reaction. Only one station can deliver an event this big. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Light up your bedroom with lavender. Penelan Max Aroma's Lavender Multi-Purpose Cleaner leaves a long-lasting, lively lavender scent that makes your room radiate. Clean bright with Penelan. Available at Walmart.
We, the internet-loving people, want super-fast internet where we can download 25 songs in 1 second. To show you how super-fast that is, here's 25 songs in 1 second. Pretty sweet, right? DJ, give them another 25. Now hit them with something they can dance to. You feeling that? Oh yeah. Super fast internet. AT&T Fiber.
Limited availability. Speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Speed and time examples or estimates. Visit att.com/getfiber for details. It's fall at JCPenney. Time to refresh your closet. This Thursday through Monday, get Levi's lowest prices of the season on 514 straight fit jeans for guys, $36.99. And select Arizona booties for her for $35.99. Plus, save an additional 50% off clearance prices already reduced by 60 to 80%. And get an extra $10 off with your coupon. Hurry in now. JCPenney. From valid 10-5 to 10-9, Levi's and other brands excluded from coupon. Clearance selections vary by store while supplies last. Savings off regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. See store or jcp.com for details. Season refers to 9/27 to 10/18.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Wednesday. In the fight against terror,
we have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst,
it's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars.
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, premiering Wednesday, only CBS.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
But if she makes it a Mickey D's morning, she can't go wrong. Because she's choosing two faves, like a sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, sausage biscuit, or hash browns for just $2. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Single item regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Just staying locked in every single pitch from top to bottom. Even the guys at the bottom of the order, they have a chance to beat you, you know. And in the playoffs, sometimes it's one pitch. That's the difference in the ball games. So I would say just staying locked in, you know, from pitch one all the way until you're taken out. Maintain that level, really. If you can do that all game long, then you'll be all right. But if you slip up for a second against these guys, they'll take advantage of it.
Dan, that's the voice of the man who I trust the most, whether it be because of injury or performance, whatever we've seen over the last couple of months. Kyle Hendricks, he pitched in Game 7 of the World Series last year. For the people who called or texted yesterday saying you want a guy with big game experience, well, Kyle Hendricks in his short career has had big game experience, pitching the biggest game in Cubs history last year, the last game of the season. I like his chances. I just, that lineup, you know, he said it, you can't let up, it's unrelenting, and I think that lineup has depth 1 through 6, where everybody can kill you at some point in the game. If there's a guy that can keep that laser focus, other than Jake Arrieta, I think it's Kyle Hendricks. No shade to John Lester. I just, in the way he's pitched, you know, the last four starts or so, he's looked a little bit more like John Lester. I just think about that August. And I think about the bumps in the road that John Lester had when he usually is fine-tuning what he is. You know, Father Time waits on nobody. And I feel like, I hope that doesn't rear its ugly head in a postseason series. But that's the guy, Kyle Hendricks, that I feel is the most well-equipped to shut down this Washington Nationals lineup.
However, when we looked over the Cubs lineup tonight, when you put Kyle Schwarber in left and Ben Zobrist in right, and it's not...
You're hoping everything's hit on the ground then.
Right. This isn't a guy that's going to miss bats.
So this
either tells me that they've already talked over strategy and you are going to see sinker after sinker and changeup after changeup.
Down and low in the zone.
It's possible, because if you thought there were going to be a bunch of fly balls, you don't have that outfield, do you?
Well, Kyle, you mentioned the stat yesterday. 7-8 strikeouts a game over the last... I don't know how many
per nine.
Per nine?
But that was per nine,
yeah. I mean, you'd love for him to go nine, but he thinks the game. You know, he doesn't have those brain fart moments where you serve something up because you're trying to muscle up on Bryce Harper. You don't have to talk his ego down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and guys that you do have to talk to like that, or guys who do have to talk themselves out of those situations, I worry about, especially with lineups like this, where it's like, no, it's 3-1. I got a base open. I'm not giving it to you. I'm a cowboy out here. I worry about that.
Yeah, that guy's pitching out of the pen.
I worry about that with a lineup like this. You hope that you can get Strasburg's pitch count up to, you know, 90 pitches in the fourth or fifth inning, even if you haven't scratched across the run, just so you can start to dig into that bullpen a little bit. But that bullpen's been damn good as well. I mean, you talk about in-season acquisitions this year. We talk about J.D. Martinez and all. Sean Doolittle has been outstanding.
Doolittle, Kinsler, and the other guy. Those three. Those guys have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
And it's funny because and Dusty was right, too. He was complaining and complaining and complaining about it because of the number of games they were giving away. And Mike Gris is like, okay, all right, you want guys?
You got your guys.
We'll get you guys. And to think that this is the same team that lost Adam Eaton, if you plug in an average Adam Eaton season, I mean, granted, everybody in the clubhouse is annoyed beyond belief, and several people have already tried to kill him.
Talking about three or four more wins?
I don't know, because I did not expect a center fielder to be this good. I really didn't. I had no idea.
You're right. It's a talented team, top to bottom. It's not like the Cubs fans should go into this series with, oh, look at the guns they got over there. The Cubs lineup is pretty damn good, too. And since August 1st, they led the league in runs scored in the National League. That offense got humming after August 1st. I worry. I do worry. And like you mentioned, I do worry about the outfield defense as well out there.
Yeah, it's hard because Kyle Schwarber is not good. And you don't have to wait, or you don't have to go back too long to remember when he was absolutely destroying your playoff chances out there, just fighting with baseballs that appeared to be attacking him, and he's fending them off. Not quite like Antti Niemi. That's an all-timer, by the way. If you got a taste of that last night, you got a taste of something you may never see again.
It's time to play everyone's favorite game show, Is My Goalie Drunk?
Well,
Antti Niemi, come on down.
Yeah, this email came in from Rudy, who says, I can't confirm by multiple sources, but I believe David Haugh did call the Blackhawks this morning for the third time and said he now is beginning to understand how they could possibly have gotten rid of Antti Niemi. Because remember that's the series of columns?
He said,
I only saw the highlights. I want whatever that dude was on.
Oh, he was on everything.
Yeah,
Molly's.
Quaaludes.
The weed,
Molly and the lean.
Crack. Cocaine. Everything. Allegedly.
Welcome to My Goalie Is on Crack.
I'm your host, Ron Washington.
I'm sorry.
It was a layup. I lobbed it to myself off the backboard. I had to put it
today
down.
Today on My Goalie Is on Crack.
Brought to you by...
I don't know why it's going to be...
Lenny's Mechanics.
Why it's going to be a Garrett Morris character.
Yeah, real deal.
when
Ron Washington...
Our top star! story tonight. When Niemi gave up the rebound and did this weird, like, he takes his goalie stick and, like, holds it vertically and then puts his glove behind it.
He was high. That's what high people do.
I've seen practices at goalie camps before. I have watched all the fundamental
drills. You've never
seen
high goalie practice.
I have never seen the crane technique or whatever that was. What are you doing?
I've been high many times, and I've always been scared of things being thrown at me. So in the end,
seeing tracers or something.
Yeah, man, come on. Like, when you're high, come a little faster at you than you're prepared for. Just happen to be in a professional hockey game.
I've heard of the VH in goaltending, the vertical horizontal to the post. I've heard of the reverse VH that has been popular lately.
I've heard of the NBA.
Brothers allowed. As you said, we have never seen the inverted W technique.
Pick a hole, any hole. Which one would you like?
Whoa! That almost hit me.
The Patty Kane one, where there's no room to center the pass because Taves is being blocked off in the slot, and Patty Kane's pretty much being directed below the goal line, and Antti Niemi's like, oh. If you throw it above my shoulders, there's a large window there for you to score. It's like you cut down an angle.
The best part was after the puck had been in the net for 20 seconds, he slid over to the other post.
Well,
I'll get this one.
When you're high.
You lose your sense of time.
The response time is a little delayed. You shouldn't operate heavy machinery. You shouldn't. You know, teach children.
And the giveaway was
you shouldn't play NHL goalie
and
high.
And his entire mask was filled with Cool Ranch Doritos.
He's just taking bites out of his mask throughout the game.
It's another giveaway that the old flying Finn might have gotten into the liquor cabinet before the game.
It's just knocking down little Debbie's. He's like, he takes the water bottle off of the net.
There's a box of Nutty Bars there. Meanwhile, Brent Seabrooks are like, can I have some of those?
Somebody said little Debbie's. Brent waddles his fat ass over.
Did you bring enough for everybody? It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Brian Billick is going to preview the weekend of the NFL and talk a little Bears with us, and then we are going to get back to fomenting your Cubs nervousness, because it's about time you felt that feeling again. You felt that little feeling in your stomach, that baseball frisson.
Well, Quigley, Mike Quigley said that he watched the entire postseason last year, and it was more fret than enjoyment.
Yeah, well, he's a meatball.
Well, that too. And he's got, you know, he's part of the National Intelligence Committee as well. So he's got other things. Apparently there's a calm before a storm that's going on right now that no one else is aware of.
And
so
the generals like, what is he talking about?
Man. Speaking of doing a job all hot.
Well, did you hear the Puerto Rico stuff today?
Oh, he's speaking in Spanish? Well, speaking with the accent?
Tanny, do you have that?
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
We'll do it after
did
we
you
talk
have,
to...
At some point, do you have that 20 seconds
no.
today?
We'll do it after Jeez. We talk to Brian Billick. We're live out here at Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb, courtesy of Bud Light, Bernstein and Goff, 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win the Central Division.
It's Cubs and Nationals in the NLDS. Danny Parkins here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, 9 a.m. to 1. We're covering all the stories, all the drama, and analyzing every game of the postseason. Plus, listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every playoff game here.
Game 1 tonight. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW.
Xfinity Wi-Fi has a network of hotspots that will keep you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. It's very important. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge for Xfinity mobile customers, as well as Xfinity Internet customers who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, there are more than 15 million hotspots nationwide. There are at least 1,000 of them here in DeKalb, because I am linked up to every single one, every block I drive. Coverage of Wi-Fi hotspots when traveling nationwide is key. Easily locate hotspots near you through the app or the website. Right now, call Xfinity at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details so you can get started with Xfinity's internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Offer ends October 22nd, 2017. Requires EcoBill paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
This Columbus Day weekend, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Flap, pustule, jowls, nugget, gurgle, smear, bulbous, pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney,
work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
We, the internet-loving people, want super-fast internet, so we can avoid having super-awkward conversations with our roommates while waiting for our favorite shows to download.
Hey, man, why is my sister's number in your cell phone?
Shh, my show's ready.
Hey, don't shh me.
Listen, you should just be happy that your sister's happy.
Hey, but
shh.
Internet that lets you download a TV show.